Interesting article. Quick question, guys, before we start off.
Yep.
What are you grateful for this week, Cindy?
Oh, this week I am grateful for air conditioning.
Very good.
You've just got me on the spot, but that is it.
No, Daz, what are you grateful for?
I hadn't even thought of it too much, man.
I'm going to ask you this every week
from
now on.
Okay, all right, now we're prepared.
What are you grateful for?
I love this.
Grateful for the opportunity to work and have some solid security in my life. How's that?
That's a great one. I'm grateful for the cool change that's coming along this afternoon. But in all seriousness, and because I am going to ask you guys, I reckon this is a good one for us.
I love this.
But I'm grateful for the staff that I work with, especially my three centre managers. Mm-hmm. They are amazing people.
Okay.
Carly, Susie and Jenko, and they make my life a lot easier. Yep. So I'm always grateful for those guys.
Awesome. I love this.
Can I have another go?
No, you're done. Why? Do you have something better?
No, I'm going to ramp up for next week now. Yeah. You've taken it to a different tier. You did. Fair. So what's been going on? We've been chatting over the last couple of weeks, Baz, about setting some New Year's resolutions, and then we're just going to continue the theme a little bit, which we chatted about, which is a great idea. So what's on our topic
today?
Well,
last week we spoke about, we had talked about New Year's resolutions, but about setting little habits that create that lead onto the big goal.
Mm.
And I was thinking about that, and we probably went a little bit the wrong way in looking at the little stuff. We should have been looking at the big stuff first.
Okay.
And that's that goal. And why have we got that goal?
Mm.
And I think that why is so important, because if we continually connect with the why, then the habits will become easier and the goal will get there.
Mm-hmm.
And a classic one is losing weight.
Yeah.
Why do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Is it because you've got a wedding coming up, which is a classic one, and I want to look really good for the wedding? Or is it a health reason or whatever it is? Why do you want to do that? Understand that, and then the goal and then the habits become easy.
Okay.
A lot easier.
Yeah.
And in my case, Daz, you're aware of this, but my father died at 48 and my brother died at 43, both of heart attacks. So I'm pretty keen to lose a bit of weight. I monitor my heart and general well-being a lot.
Yeah.
But, I realise, I'm getting to the age now, I've just got to be a lot more careful. Otherwise, guess what, that could be me as well. So that's my underlying why there. I talked about gratitude and I realised I was at times a bit negative.
Yeah.
And so how can I change that? And the why is I want to be a positive person.
Yeah.
That's the goal. That's where I want to be.
Mm.
And to do that, I'm practicing some gratitude, hence the question this morning.
I love this. Mm. Now, we talk about, forming a habit. And is it normally 21 days that you need to do something before you form a habit? Is that right?
I've read 21. I've read 30.
Okay.
It's
you need to continuously be doing things for it to actually stick. And I'd already forgotten, to be honest, that we talked about this last week. So I'm really grateful that you're going to be coming in and reminding us. Because that's going
to
form habits.
Absolutely.
Stop it.
I guess there's a lot of little things in your life that you tend to take for granted too, isn't it, that we really should be grateful for. And it's even Cindy and I having the opportunity to be able to do what we love so much a couple of times a week. A lot of people are heaps of people are envious of what we're able to do. We've worked hard to be able to get here and to get to the state where we are. You've worked really hard too, Baz, to get to the level you have doing something that you love as well. Mm. So we just need to step back sometimes and think, that took a lot of hard work, but we need to appreciate and have gratitude for the hard work that we've actually put in ourselves to get to where we are now.
You're right. Exactly right. And at some stage in our life, there was a goal.
Mm.
You know, whether it was a defined, written down goal or just some vision that we had in our own mind or whatever. And there was a reason why we wanted to get there. And yes, they do take a lot of hard work to get there. And that's okay. Because if it comes easy, we won't appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
So, come back to the why and then be grateful that, hey, you're able to do that, that you had the stamina, the resilience to get there. And, even if you're on the journey, be thankful that you are, working your way, be grateful for it, and you're on the path to that goal.
So we talked about this last week, Baz, and you said that in the car, on the way to work or on the way home from work, you were going to start a new habit. Is that happening?
That was the grateful.
Yes.
Practicing gratitude. Absolutely, yeah. Probably most nights when I'm driving home, I try and reflect. Naturally, do you reflect on the day?
Yeah.
The good points and the bad points.
Yep.
And it's just a point of what am I grateful for today? What happened today that I am grateful for?
That's great that you're able to do that, because you have a lot of downtime in the car as well. It's a good opportunity to be able to make the most of that time. So when we've got our big picture in mind, we know exactly the why. And I love the whys, because around Simon Sinek, and it's massive, isn't it? And even most creative agencies, I didn't have an appreciation of the whys until I worked with a creative agency a couple of years ago and understood just how powerful that is, and finding out from people why they do what they do, and why they're trying to achieve something versus we know how you do it, we know what you're going to do, but why A do it? So I love that. So we've got our big picture. We know the why. We're heading to a wedding, or we just want to get into better shape because we've had some issues with our family, and we've all been there. What happens from that state? You know, is it then a matter of just then breaking it down into those small steps, as we chatted about last week?
I think you had it in a nutshell last week, Daz, when we talked about the goal, and now we've gone to the why that sits behind the goal.
I love that. Yeah.
Then putting the plan in place. What is the plan? And after you spoke to me about gratitude, Cindy, I went, well, how am I going to practice this?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I came up with the, you know, in the car. So put a plan in place and then enact the plan. And it's those little bits that you enact, those little habits that you do to create that better person that you want to be.
Do you find it's really important as well to be noting it down? I mean, some people are very much able to retain what they want to do, and they've got a vision in their mind and they don't need to write it down. I'm very much a write it down sort of person. I've got my to-do list on top of my to-do list. If I don't write it down, I'm never going to remember to do it, and I tick it off as I go, and then I cross it all out and I start all over again. So I'm constantly refreshing my to-do list every week, even things that I do religiously that I know that I'm going to do every week, I write it down. So some people, is that a tip that you've got for people? What do you do? Do you write it down, or just know, you mind map it?
Look, I think we're different like that. I'm not a big mind mapper, to be perfectly blunt. I don't like that tool, but that's me. And we are all different, and I've talked about this before. Whatever works for you.
Yep.
Whatever works, you know. If it works for you to write it down, please write it down.
Yeah.
I write some things down. It's normally a to-do list that, you know, I've got on the go at work.
Yep, yep.
And I do have long-term projects that I've got at home on a to-do list. But generally, no, it's in my mind. I try to reflect a lot on where I am, what's going, what's happening, and that's where it comes back to me. So, yeah, I'm not as big a writer down as you. I'm not sure how I said that right, but anyway, writer down.
I love the concept of using that time in the car. I mean, we all spend a lot of time in the car these days. Traffic is horrendous, and you're actually turning that into a positive. So, you know, before you get home, I know a lot of people, before they, you know, walk in the door, will just stop, breathe, and then, you know, switch off that part of your day and then move into the new part. But using that time in the car to reflect and to think about things is actually a really good use of time.
Oh, it's a great use of time. And it's actually, you bring up an interesting point, and probably something we could talk about one day. What can you do in the car?
Yeah.
And not only, you know, I love sport, and so I listen to sport on the radio, but take that time to reflect about the day, reflect about probably my life and the job and the issues and the challenges, etc. But I listen to podcasts.
Yep.
I'm a bit of a podcast person, and as you know, all of this always goes up on the YMCA Casey podcast as well. So I listen to those. I tried listening to an Audible book the other day, and it just didn't work for me at all. I just switched off. So a lot of people listen to books as well, and find that really stimulating and rewarding. So yes, I agree. If you're spending time in the car, it is a great time to use it rather than just waste that time.
I used to have a tip that I used to give staff that I had that were on the phones all day, or they would have an office environment, and they would I would say, know what your goal is and have that picture in front of you. So if you're sitting down at a desk, and it might be something you have on your fridge. So we want to go to New York at the end of the year or something. You get a picture of New York and you pop that on the fridge, and that's your reminder constantly. Or you're sitting in front of the phone and you need to make your targets, and you want to get that new car. Well, have your picture of your BMW in front of you, and keep that motivation there. Because if you haven't got it, it's so easy to lose sight of the whys of what you want, how you're going to go along, but why are you doing it?
Absolutely. And what a great goal. I want to go to New York or Hawaii or wherever. And, you know, so I'm saving. We talked about saving last week. So, yeah, put the picture up there, or write it. Big words, New York, you know, or get the BMW there. And some people have already got a BMW, Cindy.
Most of us can't afford BMW. No, that's right.
I was just going to ask you both, if you've been at my desk at work, I'm going to send you both a text message when I get to, I'm not in that office. I'm going to get someone to send me a text message of my desk at work today, and I'm going to send it to you. I have a picture of New York on my desk. Don't steal my ideas.
I'm just saying. It might even be a screensaver.
Yeah.
Or a wallpaper on your computer. Absolutely. You're staring at it all day. Just have that to keep you motivated.
Exactly right.
Yeah. But before we let you go and get out there into this heat, for a shocking day ahead today. What's happening at the centres?
Swim lessons were back this week. We did publicise it wide and far, but you know, it hasn't got out there quite as much as we'd hoped.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you have got swim lessons, tonight it is going to cool down, so get to the centre tomorrow, Sunday. Mm-hmm. And as from Tuesday, because Monday's off, it's all systems go for the normal operations of the centres, so get down there.
Quick question before you go. What are your Australia Day plans, Baz?
Good question. I haven't got any.
Oh, that's the best one. So Australian. I'll work it out tomorrow.
Watch the cricket.
Little hat with little corks down the side of that. Yeah, Baz at Casa del Harrison over there at Altona Beach.
Oh, we love it. Thank you so much, Baz, as always, coming in. Happy Australia Day to you.
Thank you. You
and
too.
And we'll catch you again next week.